WIRX.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter. It is 7:35 right now. Still, it's actually warmer, 30.
Yeah.
I didn't freeze my ass off when I stepped outside this morning.
Yeah, yesterday it was up in like the 40s, right?
Yeah, it was. It was a nice day yesterday. Rain, all that snow is gone. I said coldy this morning because I'm an idiot. So it's cloudy and colder.
It's a little coldy out.
It's coldy outside. Watch out for them fog. God, I'm an idiot. This morning has been tough. I've been off like all morning. My brain's not quite awake.
That's because you took that Tylenol PM last
night. That did. That messed me up. The Z-Quil doesn't make me as loopy in the morning. Last night, I woke up when Kiki came to bed, and I thought I'd taken like 8 shots. Like, I was just like,
what's going on? Robo-tripping.
Oh, man, it's
crazy. Welcome to the show.
I know. So it's just going to get weird and worse as we go on. Today's topic, I think, is interesting. 10 girly things guys would do if it was socially acceptable. Recently, some people did like a questionnaire and asking guys, you know, what would be some things that you would do that are considered girly by the standards if it became socially acceptable?
See, I know yoga pants is going to be in there.
Yoga pants.
I don't know if I could wear them.
So leggings like, and tights when it's cold out.
Yeah.
There was a guy that said he wore some tights for a costume once, and now he wears them under his pants if it's cold outside.
Well, see, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I got that. I have, what do they call them? The Wolverine, what do they call them?
Long underwear?
Long underwear.
Johns, yeah. A little bit. I mean, that's close to tights, but they're made specifically for men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It gives you a little room there. That's why.
That's right. Because here's the thing with yoga pants. They do look comfortable, but unfortunately, we have stuff that sticks out.
Right.
And so you slap on some yoga pants, it's like you're stretching like saran wrap over fruit.
What are you smuggling, fruit?
Yeah. So that's why guys can't wear them, I don't think. It's too... I don't know, but that's BS.
What are you smuggling, grapes? Oh, grapefruit.
That's right, big grapefruit. Let's see, here's some other ones. Wear a dress or a skirt when it's hot out.
I'm good on that.
Here's the thing. I think I would look damn good in a kilt. See, that's the way I could get around that. Think about it, man. You got nothing gripping you.
Yeah.
You can freeball if you want.
You just freeballing?
Just freeball. Hell yeah. I'm going to be like a true Scotsman.
What happens when you sit down?
People just see what they see.
Excuse me.
Shouldn't be looking at
your balls are showing.
That's the thing. You should be looking at my junk anyways when I'm sitting down. You right. Perv.
Yeah, I guess.
Ball right. Gazer. God. Wear body sprays or cologne that smell fruity or like flowers. I kind of wish I could do that.
Yeah.
I've forgotten a deodorant before. Kiki always keeps some in there. And it smells delightful. I'm sitting there, I'm like, God, that smells so good.
Yeah, see, that's for chicks, though. You don't want to smell like that, man.
Why can't I smell like that?
Because you're going to smell like a chick. People are going to look at you like this dude smells like flowers.
That's the standard. You're telling me you don't enjoy the smell of flowers?
I like flowers on a chick, though.
So you're telling me if I made this room smell delicious like flowers with my deodorant, you'd be upset about it.
Be like, Brock, you know, it smells delightful, but for Christ's sake, go put some Brute on.
Here's some high karate aftershave, for God's sake. We'll go over some more, and I want to get your take. And guys, let us know, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What are some typically girly things that you wish you could do if they were socially acceptable? Let us know. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.